Be the last Rules Committee meeting. Before us, we had sent from the other body Senate Bill 306, which is same as a House bill that we have in the Rules Committee. And so I thought I would have Representative Keller go ahead and give the rationale. It's not a large language section, but it's a large issue, so.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say it was a simple.
With us today, we have Representative Kurtula, Representative Johnson, Representative Faircloth, Representative Harris, Representative Guttenberg, Representative, what's his name over here? Samuels, and Chair Coghill. And amazing, we drew a full committee. It must be an interesting bill. So with that, Representative Keller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee, for taking the last moments to hear this. SB 306 is a game management policy bill. That's all it is. It's a statement that Alaska intends to manage its own game. Actually, the context is a statement to everybody in the nation that we're managing our own game. I'm really grateful for this time and the time on the floor because there's a couple things I really want to address, the questions that have come up. And one of them is why we pulled HB 348, the other bill, back. And it was because there was a question from the rural areas about how it would affect the subsistence preference that they have. And so there was a lot of work behind the scenes, and I think you all saw the letter from the Association of Village Council Presidents that pointed out that AFN and they not only withdraw their objections, but they encourage support. They endorse the bill. The other question that come up is more harsh. It was more out from outside the building, and that was that the intent of the bill was to step on voters' rights, and that's the one I'd like to spend just a little bit of time talking about. SB 306 does not restrict voters, and I want to make as clear as I can, it cannot. It's impossible for it to restrict voters. As you know, and you forgive me for being pedantic if I do, or real elementary here, but the Constitution lays down the powers of the legislature, the powers of the executive, the powers of the judiciary, carefully defines its powers, and there's a balance, you know. And then you've got Article 11 that talks about the initiative process, and that's a check and balance on our power as legislators, and it goes to the 50% plus one rule of Alaskans that can override what the legislature does. And they're the only ones, the citizens of the state are the only ones that can go to the Constitution and change the Constitution, change the initiative process, and change the definition of what the initiative does. So it's just ridiculous to think that we could write a law. SB 306 is not surely in that category, but there's no law that we could write and have 50% of the legislature go back and change the rules and change the effect of the initiative process. It just can't be done. My intent on this bill is to pull in common law, codify the Supreme Court decision that for game that has applied to fish, that when you manage fish, you treat them as treat fish as an asset. And by any definition of the word asset, you know, there's nothing wrong with us using that terminology, even though it comes out of the Constitution. We preserve it, we protect it, we enhance it, you know, and it's a good deal. So the question then, the obvious question is, okay, so if it's not trying to step on voters' rights, just what does the law do? And that's the one, it's really obvious. I mean, we write law, we set policy, that's what the legislature does, is we are the ones that come up with the policy for the management of the game, and that's what this bill does. It's especially a good policy statement because it uses Supreme Court or common law terminology and concepts and constitutional concepts and incorporates them into the law. What I believe it does is it puts an overarching policy statement on the Board of Game that clarifies that the issue is management for abundance of the resource, and I think without it, there's a tendency anyway for the Board of Game to get into managing people and disputes between the beneficial uses, I mean, that's going to happen anyway. They have to manage that. But this overarching policy statement is really important. I do believe that HB 348 might prevent some abuses of the initiative process. And that's the reason I say it that way is if you go into the Constitution, look at Article 11, when it defines the initiative process, it's very, very clear in there that it's the executive branch that determines whether or not any specific initiative is valid or not. I mean, we have nothing to do with that. And then it's open to judicial review. So you got the other two branches of government that make the determination if an initiative is valid or not. And so if our policy statement as legislatures directs the executive branch, not directs, but guides the executive branch in what we want, and they take that into account, that's a good thing. You know, so it does have an effect, but it is not at all a direct, it's only an indirect effect. And of course, we always got the fact that when we write policy, very obvious that we're elected and we can be replaced at any time. And with that, I would encourage your support and putting this forward to the floor. I guess I should point out that you probably saw the one on the desk there. We got a distribution from Representative Guerra, and I have not talked to him. I don't know the significance of that. I did talk to Representative Gruenberg, and he wants to include intent language that says that we intend to prevent people from voting on game issues. And then he said, well, maybe we could put in there not, you know, vote. The intent is to not restrict voting. So I don't know what he'll do with that, but that's pending, and that's part of the issues that are surrounding the bill. So with that, is there any questions?
Just for the information of the committee, 1605-255, which this body comes from or is being added to, is regulations of the Board of Game Management requirements. And so this is a K of all of those requirements. And so every time they sit down to adopt regulations, they must consider A through K at this point, K being the last one. So I wanted you to know that it's a requirement for them to consider under the board game regulations. So comments from the committee? Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. How, with the passage of this bill, what would you say would be the changes in the behavior of the board of game? Do you see any?
That's a Representative Guttenberg through the chair. That's a very subjective response that I would have, but it just because of the clarification, I think there's less confusion and just a better working together. I think is a kind of a general answer is all I could give you. A policy statement, it isn't obviously a specific directive, and that's I appreciate asking the question because I also wanted to point out and forgot that this language is the product of the Department of Law, Kevin Saxby, and our legal services, Brian Kane, working together. They and they responded to my request to make a policy statement for that section of law. That was what I wanted, and that's what they gave me. So,
any other questions, comments? Representative Curtula.
Do you have anything from the Board of Game, or is Mr. Saxby online? Or
yes, we do have him online. You want to ask questions of neighbor community?
Maybe I have one for the sponsor. I just wondered what the Board of Games response was about this, or if you had any comment back from them. Or maybe that's a question for Mr. Sands.
Representative Petula, through the chair, I have not kept a list, but I have got resounding support, and I have not gotten any negatives from anyone that identified themselves of being on the board of game at all. You know, there has been a few negatives, but I don't believe anybody has responded negatively, and I'm not sure if I have a lot of positive, you know, I don't have a list of who supports it.
So no formal response from the board?
No.
No letters or anything? Okay, thank you. I do have some questions just about what the effect of this is really going to be. I don't know if I should ask the sponsor or, again, Mr. Saxby.
You can, both Mr. Saxby, are you on the line?
I am, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So just stand by, listen to the questions, and see if they're appropriate, and then we'll call on you.
I will.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Beth.
So here's my – I've been trying my hardest to read the Pullen case as fast as I could, and I think I've gotten the gist of it here. But so it seems to me that the court goes through an analysis that says that, wildlife is an asset. May not be an asset like we think of it with a stock or a bond, but it is indeed an asset that, of course, we can't appropriate by initiative. So to me, I just am not sure this isn't just something that the board already has the authority to do. So what's the why the need for the bill? Can you tell me, Kevin, or Representative Keller?
Why don't we let Mr. Saxby first answer that, and then we can wrap that part of the question up to the representative. Mr. Saxby?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I think Representative Curtula has got the legal analysis correct. The court, I think it's already established law that game is an asset. The Pullen versus Homer case said that for fish. There's no reason that game would be treated any differently. The questions that the lieutenant governor has to face are whether a given initiative is actually an appropriation of that asset. And this language has been designed to provide a statement from the legislature that when the board is acting within its conservation and development authority, it is allocating or appropriating game.
May I follow up?
Representative Curtula.
So we're not speaking to the initiative process at all, and this isn't going to change the constitutional analysis. Am I right?
I think that's right. I think what it is it's a statement from another branch of government now that the hopefully I think the sponsor believes the Supreme Court will take into serious consideration as it's making this analysis about the nature of the activities that the Board of Game is taking when it's regulating.
Representative Curtula.
Yeah, we're not changing the Constitution. We're not going to change their rulings on initiatives being appropriation or not being appropriation simply by this statement, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. Representative Curtula, in this very room, we have debated many times on the equalness of branches of government also. So, and it's really outside of that argument, but sometimes I disagree with the court. I don't think that are always the Constitution, even though there are technicalities in the ruling. But I'm only saying that outside of this argument, but I just had to chime in since we're sitting in the judiciary room. Most of it had to do with other issues I'm dealing with.
Let me ask. May I ask another question?
Okay.
That after reading the case that it brought up to me, and that is this, something I had not thought about. But in terms of the assets, would this bring it home that it is not just among the values? Let me restate this: that you would have to consider are the impacts to tourism, to wildlife viewing, to all the panoply of ways that we can value wildlife. Am I also reading the court case correctly on that? Might this help in that regard?
That's to me, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it is, Mr. Saxby. Thank you.
Yeah, I do think it helps in that regard. It makes it clear that that wildlife is important to the people of Alaska and that when we regulate that, and of course the legislature is given power under the Constitution to regulate our natural resources, that is very much almost anything you do is an appropriation or an allocation of that asset. It could maybe an allocation to the tourism use, it may be an allocation to a consumptive use, it may be a split between the two, but I think it does help in that regard.
One final question. And that also it reiterates the common use clause and our commitment to that as well. Am I right?
I agree with that. I think that this reinforces constitutional statements that the court has essentially already made but hasn't necessarily made explicitly with respect to game.
Okay, thank you.
But I think that's right.
Thank you.
Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Saxby or maybe Representative Keller. What I just heard is the executive branch has already said this through the Board of Game. They consider it an asset, and all we're doing is saying the legislature, me too. And the court will still decide how much they value our me too and how much they value what the Board of Game says, but it's just a me too We think it's an asset also. Is that, when you boil it down, is that the issue?
Representative Samuels, through the chair, that's the way I see it, but it's even stronger than that. It's the judiciary through Pullen is in the mix, too.
So what's the hubbub
hear,
about?
Is what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. The judiciary, the other third branch of government has already made a statement, too, you know, with regard to fish that, you know, I tend to carry over to game.
The hubbub seems to be a much do about nothing.
Is there any other further discussion on Bill? I think we've asked the questions. Representative Samuel.
Do you need to move this bill from committee?
We do.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that I move that the committee move Senate Bill 306 from committee with individual recommendation. Of fiscal notes.
There are no objection. We'll move Senate Bill 306 from committee and put it on. I think I have it at calendar.
How is this a news story?
All right. Thank you very much, Representative Samuels and committee members, and thank you for letting me be the rules chairman this one time. Thank you. We are adjourned.